I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 8th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me." And then we go straight to the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 10. "For who has despised the day of small things?" Are you feeling this morning that you're not good enough, that you'll never make it? Are you feeling that you're not equipped? Well, you're in good company. That's exactly how I feel so many times. Never despise small beginnings. Remember, God chose David, King David. He was the smallest. He was the youngest of all of Jesse's sons. There was eight of them altogether. But God chose the youngest. It's never too late to put your hand up. Remember Gideon's army? He had 32,000 fighting men. The Lord said, "Send them all back." And he ended up with 300 fighting men and defeated the enemy. You'll find that in Judges chapter 7 and from verse 7. And so we ask ourselves the question, why? Why does God choose the youngest, the most ill-equipped, the most uneducated? Why? Because he will not share his glory with any man. You see, when God does a miracle through an ordinary person's life, God gets all the glory because people say there's no ways that that man could have done that. You see, God doesn't need our expertise. He doesn't need our intellect. He doesn't even need our effort. All he wants is one thing. He wants our obedience. Yes, he wants us to love and to dedicate ourselves to him alone. Jesus told the fishermen right down at the Sea of Galilee to leave their nets and follow after him, and he would make them fishers of men. And look what happened with those 12 men. They changed the world. I want to tell you very quickly about a dairy farmer that lived in America. Yes, his name was Demos Shakarian. He came from an Armenian background. That man was saved. He thought he was going to be an evangelist. He bought a big tent and he held a few meetings and he was fairly successful. But that wasn't what God wanted him to do. Then God showed him to start the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International. You know that movement touched tens of thousands of key businessmen around the whole world. A book was written called The Happiest People on Earth. I want to say to you today, put your hand up and say, "Lord, I don't have much, but I'm going to give you what I've got," and you'll be surprised how he'll use you. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.